Joining us on the phone, my weather expert buddy, Bruce Johnson. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. Thanks for doing this. We're into fall now. What kind of a fall are we going to have? Are we going to have a nice fall, or is it going to get cold soon, or what are you seeing in the models?
Well, with the El Nino, there's an El Nino out there. It's pretty strong. So the way it looks right now is that fall overall will be above average in temperature, maybe below average in precipitation, as will be the winter, especially early in the winter. The El Nino may peak in early winter, but the whole winter looks like it's going to be warmer than average with less snow than average.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's got a lot of people excited. And, of course, that means next spring might be an early spring as well, like it was this year.
Do you see fall stretching out to at least no snow until after the end of October?
It's the way it looks right now, I mean, it can always do that. We can have a little snow, but then it would warm up. So it doesn't look like it's going to be one of those years where by mid-November there's a big snow and then you don't see the ground again until April.
Yeah.
It does not look like that.
I should mention to people, too, that you're in Lancaster, Minnesota, and this is a busy time for you. You've been harvesting down there. What are you harvesting?
Well, we harvested wheat. We're already done with that. We just did some sunflowers yesterday and a few days before that, and then we've been doing beets, pre-pile, and then the main beet thing is in early October, and then we're going to be doing soybeans as well.
Well, be safe, and thanks again, Bruce, for doing this, and we'll talk again soon. We'll get you on to find out about weather from you, because somebody, I was mentioning you the other morning with Kelly and Alex, and they said, well, why is he so much more accurate than Environment Canada? Why do you think that is?
I'm not doing it as a job. I don't have to worry about being fired for being wrong, and I'll go out on that limb,
yeah,
and hopefully the limb doesn't break. And so far, I've been lucky, and it hasn't.
You've certainly made a believer out of me. Bruce, thanks a lot.
Thank you.